Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Nope by Adrienne Blevins from her third book of poems, Appalachians Run Amok. She's also the author of Live from the Homesick Jamboree and the Brass Girl Brouhaha, two chapbooks, and Walk Till the Dogs Get Mean, a co-edited collection of essays by contemporary Appalachian poets and writers. She teaches at Colby College. She writes, "The poems in Appalachians Run Amok are an attempt to celebrate rural Appalachians and to complain also a bit about them and myself for being occasionally nostalgic for a simple past that never was. Mountain people are a lot like Mainers. They're fierce and independent and ornery, as we'd say back home. They're set in their ways. They are not fond of change. Yet, they have also been systematically brutalized by a narrative that looks at them through a lens that privileges money and the making of money over ingenuity, self-sufficiency, loyalty to family, and many other virtues it might be smart to bring back to America right about now." Nope, by Adrienne Blevins. As for yes, I've been against it since ballet, and I refuse to leap like a little white flag in the gym. And I refused to skate on blades if there was ice, which there was not. And I refused to ride in the backs of trucks and did not kill my mother and father and did not want to either. And did not wear red bandanas or gyrate with tassel and baton in the Jesus parade or go door to door with the old farmer's almanac or curl my hair except for that one blue summer after the seventh grade or talk with other girls about how to fix my face or go with them to the mall to steal bikinis there, or just lean hot against a swanky pillar until a cowboy came by, if cowboy is the right word for Southwest Virginia, since there were no priests back then in the motherland. There's just lichen now in the motherland, just lichen and other forms of algae in the motherland, and vines and moss in the graveyards of the motherland, whereas before, at least in Bristol, there was Valleydale Foods, and hence wild gangs of handsome butchers who'd knock on your door on Sundays to see if you wanted any hog meat for the freezer you didn't have in your basement, like the god you didn't have down there either, but just crickets and webs and things gone flat, like the tires on the bikes you didn't ride and the tubes you didn't float slow saying yes, oh yes, down that olden river on." That was Nope by Adrienne Blevins. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.